This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And on the line is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, here is Rick Bucher. Okay, so this is fun for you because you've got a whole league to deal with, and everybody's still got high expectations. We haven't split into the haves and have-nots yet, but it's starting to form. Rick, welcome to the show, yeah. And what do you think of the Bucks as a have as opposed to a have-not?
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question. I never doubted that they would be a have. I suppose the question is, are they more of a have this year than they were a year ago? And that's what still has to be borne out. The question that I have, and I think we've seen some indications of it, is, you know, for the regular season, the Bucks are once again going to run roughshod over the vast majority of teams. The question is going to be, can they develop a game that sustains them when the pace slows down, when it becomes a little bit more of a grind and a half-court game? Can they develop that game and be the best at it in order to find themselves in the finals or coming out of the Eastern Conference? That's what we need to see, and that's what I have yet to see great growth in. And so that, for me, is what I'm going to watch as this season progresses for the Bucks. The fact that they can beat the vast majority of teams in the league does not surprise me. The way they play, the offensive firepower that they have, obviously the leadership of Giannis, is going to make them better than the vast majority. But when it comes to how are they developing as a playoff team, that you kind of have to look at that through a different prism, and that's not necessarily reflected on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and it's tough even when you have this time of year where the Bucks are in this West Coast trip, and there's a part of me that wants to say, hey, it's nice to have that early in the year. You're visiting a lot of places. You're getting tough road games out of the way early. You learn. You pick up things from those games. But then you get to tonight, and it's like, well, sure, you're facing the Clippers, but you're not seeing Kawhi Leonard, so that's not the full Clippers. It's not the same thing when you have load management that factors in.
Yeah, look, I was just on our Scal and Pal show for Entercom and Radio.com, and we were talking about this very thing, that this tape, if you know, some people envision it as a preview of the NBA Finals, this tape really isn't going to have any value for the Milwaukee Bucks. No matter what they do, they're not going to see Paul George out there. They're not going to see Kawhi Leonard. And while nobody's showing their game plan for the postseason at this point in the season anyway, the fact of the matter is, whatever the Bucks do is not going to be is really not going to give them an indication of what they might have to do against the Clippers, or what might be effective against the Clippers should they face them in the finals. In fact, the tricky part here is, you know, as Giannis goes on his revenge tour against the Raptors and anybody else who stood in his way to getting a championship last season, not seeing Kawhi Leonard takes a little bit of the sizzle out of this game for him. Can he still approach it the same way, with the same vigor? And I say that having been at the Blazers-Warriors game a couple nights ago, where the Warriors didn't have a single guy of the 15 guys that appeared in the playoffs for them last year, not a single one of them was in uniform against the Blazers, and you would have thought that would be a walkover for Portland, and yet they found themselves in a dogfight that they did not expect and ultimately lost, because it just, the game didn't have the same meaning. So we'll see if the Bucks can overcome that with the absence of both Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
Rick Bucher joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Rick, it's way too early to talk surprises in the NBA, a small chunk of the season. But I'm looking at the Eastern Conference standings, and one record that jumps out to me is 5-2 for the Miami Heat. I don't think I expected that. And there's a little bit of a local interest here. I'm admitting that I'm leading you in a direction because Tyler Harrow is from our area. He's from Whitnall High School outside Milwaukee. That's a dude that I think expectations came in fairly high, but he has cleared those hurdles and exceeded those expectations almost from day one, right?
Yeah, it's why I'm loath to judge guys going into the draft based on their college performance or experience. If I have the luxury to say, let me see them in summer league before I tell you what kind of NBA player they're going to be, then I prefer doing that because for the first time, their physical assets and advantages that they have at the collegiate level. If you're pro material at the collegiate level, you have a certain physical advantage that is minimized the second you get to the summer league because now you're playing against men and you're playing against guys that are much closer to you in physical ability. Now show me your game. And Tyler already turned heads in Las Vegas. So kind of knew what he was capable of. He's only built upon that with the Heat. And I would say that, you know, the other part is Jimmy Butler has embraced being the leader of that team in a way that's healthy that we did not see in Minnesota. We did not see in Philadelphia. And we did not see in Chicago. Now, I assume that is going to be sustained, but that's another element here that has ultimately worked in their favor. And I think the world of Eric Spoelstra as a head coach, they're San Antonio East. They are always going to play. You're going to have to beat them on any given night. They're not going to give in. And I think the Bucks have already seen that. I was watching that game through the first three quarters, and I'm like, and then I saw the result, and I had to go back and watch the fourth quarter. I was like, what the hell happened? Because the Bucks were having their way with Miami, but the Heat do not stop playing. They force you to play a full game against them, and whether it was boredom or whether it's because it's the thing that we talked about at the beginning of this. Is can you control tempo? Can you play at a slower pace and still be efficient? That's something that the Miami Heat are going to be very proficient at. And so I believe that as good as this start has been, they are the kind of team that is built to be just as effective in the postseason because of the tempo that they play at and the personnel that they have.
Rick Bucher, our radio.com sports NBA insider. Rick, you have, from a job standpoint, you have a very interesting thing to deal with, obviously, as an insider across the league. You're paying attention to games from coast to coast and end to end. So I am always curious about this. We're watching a team in our area. We watch the Bucks.
Yeah.
You've got 9 games tonight to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
How are there 9 screens? Are you like, how do you handle dealing with 9 games that are all pretty much, you know, east to west? It's not that much of a time difference.
Yeah, it depends on where I am. I'm on the road now and I'm headed to Indiana to catch up with the Pacers for a piece that I'm working on. I will see Detroit in there. And so it's a great dichotomy. When I am at home, I have at least a couple screens up, and being on the West Coast, you know, starting at 4 o'clock, I can watch at least 4 games and catch, you know, bounce around and catch the fourth quarter of multiple games. So this is the dichotomy: is that when I'm at home and I have multiple screens going, I can tap into more teams. And more games, but there is no substitute for being in the building, for talking to people, for seeing teams, how they go in and come out of timeouts, seeing a lot of the body language, being able to watch players off the ball and not being at the mercy of the TV cameras and where they're going to take me. There's still invaluable knowledge and insight that I get from being at games live. And so I may not get the, and I may not be able to canvas the league on a particular night, but I really get to drill down on the two teams that I see. And I try to make sure that I get a healthy balance of those two. I think if you're constantly watching screens, if you're constantly watching on TV and you're removed, it can give you a false sense of what's going on. There's a real value in being in the building and talking to people and having a sense of what to look for when you are watching on your screens.
I like that insight. Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Enjoy it. We got a lot of season left. This will be fun.
Thanks.
Rick joins us. That's Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Make sure you check out Rick on the new show, Scal and Pals. Did I say that right? Scal and Pals.
Yes.
I feel terrible that I haven't listened to this show yet. Go check it out on radio.com/SCAL. And on the radio.com app, just search Scal, S-C-A-L, available wherever you find your podcast. A great listen for any NBA fan. And, of course, Rick Bucher joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.